Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Get this week's dog out of here.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're the Toucher and Rich radio program. Wallach, Joe Murray, myself, my last broadcast, at least for a while, from my house. Tomorrow I will be in studio.
That's it.
All right.
All right.
The Town Fair Tire Studio.
Yes, sir.
I'll be there. I will be away from my family and everything else.
A little bit of normalcy. A little normalcy back in your life.
Well, now it's going to seem odd. Not going to get up earlier. I mean, I have a bunch of problems with this. No, I'm just kidding. I'm very much looking forward to coming back in. Yesterday played golf. I can't play 18 holes. I can't do it.
14.
It's too much.
14 is about right. 14 is about right. I was telling you about this golf course in Framingham, right across the street from the Callahan State Park. I forget the name of it, but originally when they built the course, they had entered into an agreement with the state that they were going to buy part of the state park to cross the road and finish the golf course, and that deal fell through. So they had 14 holes built, and they had to stop. So the course is 14 holes. I've played it. It's perfect.
Wow.
That's exactly what you want, 14 holes, and then you're done.
And Wallach lives near a 9-hole golf course.
That's correct.
Which I love.
Yes.
Give me 9 holes all day. Now, Fred, do you use a cart or do you walk?
Oh, I mean, come on. What am I going to walk like a schmuck?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, and then you got to buy a walking bag and then you got to walk around and bother everybody. No, you need a cart.
And by the way, the hardos that refuse to use one of those walking carts with wheels, you just look stupid. Just, there's no reason to carry the bag, is there? There's really no. There are people who carry. Will turn down the cart at the clubhouse and say, "You know what? I'm walking with the bag on the shoulder." You're ridiculous. There's
I think
no
they're
need
a golf
for that.
Hardo. I agree with that.
There's no need to do that.
But on the tour, they don't let you ride a cart. You know.
Yeah, you have someone who can carry your bag for you.
But you got to walk it out, though.
That's fine. If you don't have to carry the bag,
a caddy. Yeah, that's easy. You go find the ball, and I'll just go up to it. And
I'll wait for you out here in the fairway.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Fred,
yeah, you go find it.
Fred, I grew up across the street from a golf course, man. Any big event in my life happened at that golf course?
Lost your virginity?
Nope. But any other activity, I think. Drinking, smoking, any of that happened at that golf course. Sledding, had many sledding events there, many parties. Very fun, but a golf cart, there is a way to, make the golf cart go a little faster.
Oh, you can get off you can take the governor off.
That's right. Put a little tea in that bad boy and boom, you're zipping around that golf course, man. It's a hell of a day.
Wait, you put tea in it?
You put a golf tee in you pop the governor with a golf tee.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. That is back. Interesting.
Something to think about if you're trying to chase Tuukka Rask down on the back nine.
Right.
Well, listen, he's going to be busy for the rest of the summer. But
yeah.
So you can where? Okay, so if I where first of all, where is the motor in a?
I don't know. I'd have to.
It's good. Oh, it's in the front, obviously. I guess because of the back, but the and so you knew where to put the golf tee.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, a friend showed me. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun with golf carts over the years in our area.
Mm-hmm. All right. Being very coy.
Being very secretive. I'm looking at his face.
Yeah, I know.
He's got about 8 stories lined up, and he's not telling any of them.
Yeah,
there's nothing like, PG-rated you can tell us?
No, I mean,
you really set this up.
Of limitations.
I just hope they let me back now that I've told the story.
Well, no, hold on. You set this up.
They're under a new regime now, so maybe I can get away with it.
I got that, but you set this up. You've spent the last 90 seconds saying, boy, if you guys only knew, and then you stopped.
No, I've had, like, friends pick me up at my house in golf carts, and then we go back down and go golfing.
That's the story?
Well, then we popped the governor, man.
And then what?
We're going, like, 40 miles per hour down a main street.
I
40? If you popped the governor on one of those?
Maybe 40. 35? I don't know. It was fast, man.
Fred, I don't know about you, but I thought there was more to this. I thought there were other stories involved.
When I golfed,
though, he said most of his firsts in life were there.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And then you assume that would be virginity. Would be the
not there,
one.
Though. Unfortunately, not there.
Because I've heard of people having sex.
Yeah,
on golf courses, I've heard that all over the place. I think every golf course I've ever been to. But go ahead, Joe.
I think the first time I smoked a marijuana cigarette, what might have been there.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have lots of sledding parties.
You mentioned yes.
And drinking alcohol, that was
right.
That was very fun. That was one of my favorite pastimes. Was to hey, it's we got a snow day, let's go drink.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
what in high school?
Yeah, 8th grade all the way on. Yeah,
really?
You drank in 8th grade?
Yeah, dude.
So at 13 years old, you got yourself a 6-pack and went to the golf course.
I didn't get myself a 6-pack, but back in the day, we had our ways.
I see.
Wow, I didn't drink until I was like I only drank once in high or twice in high school. You would be surprised. I was not, and I never did any drugs. We would just dip, and then that was like getting high.
That's gross, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, I was an athlete, like so I didn't really start much until like, yeah, we drank, but all the other stuff once senior year was kind of complete. It went all downhill from there.
Okay.
But I love a golf cart, man. I don't golf anymore. I can still golf. I played golf for years. But for me, like, I'm going to drive. I'm going to get back in that cart. I'm going to drive right to the ball. I'm going to hit it again. I'm going to drive up to the green. And that's it. But I love hanging out, sitting in a cart. We have this big golf bag now that it's filled up with beers, with ice now that we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. And, again, I sometimes just go to hang out. So I don't golf.
You each have your own golf bag, and then there's a separate golf bag that is brought that's filled with beer.
Yes.
No, Murray has the beer one because he doesn't play. So
oh, all right.
Well, other guys are playing.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, but it looks like I'm golfing.
I got it now. Beer okay. bag. Sorry, I was a little confused.
And then we used to have the girls used to come by and be like, hey, we got beers on these trucks. You guys want any, but mm-hmm. I don't know whatever happened to them. They kind of disappeared.
No, they're still around.
Cart girls?
Yeah.
They're still around.
Yeah. You don't have those?
See, we didn't have that.
You don't have that at your golf course?
No. Huh. No. It just, there's two, like, shacks where you can get beers. But, no, that we do not have the cart girls.
Like, imagine just waiting for, like, some people to drive, and then a golf girl comes over and like, hey, fellas.
Yeah, the company golf
they work
tournament.
For tips, too.
Yeah, so the company like, golf tournament, we had them, and I just played with a friend of mine last week, and there was the cart girl. Sure.
Have you ever gotten an accident in a golf cart before?
Yes. Yes, I have.
My weight doesn't always work well.
Going around the corner? Going around the corner is a problem if you go too fast?
Yep. might not have lost the top of a golf cart before.
You put it in the water, yes or no?
No.
Sand trap?
Nah, yes. Sand trap, but got that bad boy out. But we lost a top once. Yeah, I had one leg out, dude. I thought I was going down. It ended up, my weight ended up pushing it the other way. And we were lucky, but we lost the top of the golf cart. Huh. We put it back on there. We got it back on.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents have a golf cart. I let my son drive it, you know, a couple years ago, and he almost killed us. There was this side that was just all rocks. We were going from my parents' house to the golf course, and there was this, it was just jagged rocks on one side, and my son almost put us right into it. Like, we were dangling. And then it turned out that I did not get a bloody death, but we were dangling there for a good second or two.
Scary experiences, man, when it comes to golf.
I know a guy who got, I don't know him, but I know of a guy who got paralyzed.
Whoa.
In a, yeah, the cart fell on top of him. So be very careful. All right, if you're watching Family Matters with no sound on, there is a machine that has a radioactive sign on it, and Mr. Winslow and Urkel, they're dealing with it as it smokes in their kitchen. So, boy, Family Matters really went off the rails a little bit at one point. My goodness. All right, we will be back. You know what we're going to do today at one point?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Shoot the bird.
We're going to kick back, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to kick it back. All right, so we will be right back in just a moment.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. All right, this guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What's up? We're Toucher and Rich, and I have to say I get a cut sheet of cuts that we have for the show, and it just says Machine Gun Kelly Loves Feet is one of them.
Nice.
Which is the funniest, of course, of all sexual proclivities, is the love of feet. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. CA, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm. Did someone say feet? Every time you say feet, DA gets a wish.
Happy Wednesday. How are you?
Mm-hmm. Feet Friday. Mm-hmm. Toes Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Really beautiful feet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to touch them again?
What about Web Feet Wednesday?
Ew.
No.
No. No.
No.
All right. Certain physical feet. That was far and away the creepiest week every single year.
Mm-hmm.
When DA was here, and every year there would be that one week during the summer where he'd have the ladies of the DA show, and there'd be a different woman in the studio every night for five nights, and there'd be pictures on social media. It got really weird.
Well, that's where we got the whole feet thing.
No, I know that. I think it was Nicole Zalumis who was in. Jesus. And Zalumis, I think, was pregnant, and he was still taking pictures of her feet. It was weird,
poor
dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was pictures of, I think, Jessica Moran as well. He had pictures of her feet up there.
Just a lot of strangeness in July. Not good.
All right, if you were watching Family Matters with no sound, Mr. Winslow and Urkel have shrank down.
They shrunk, that's right.
To the size of mice.
Trying to get into the Pringles jar.
We have it on here. Now that you keep doing this, it's on when we start the show, so we can follow along with you.
I mean,
oh, he just got the Pringles can almost fell over, almost killed him. That's terrible.
I mean, there is nothing normal about this show. I mean, you got to watch it without sound because every single time something dumber is happening. Carl's look at the size of that chip that Urkel has.
I think you want a magic carpet ride with that thing.
I mean, I'm telling you. All right, so the Bruins are back at it, and there was talk about Pasternak and Case, which I refuse to say, Cash, or whatever the hell he wants to
Kasha.
Be called. Kasha, whatever the hell he wants to be called. And Mr. Butch Cassidy had something to say about the two of them returning.
Tomorrow, anticipating they'll skate. We're going to give some of the guys that have been skating here a lot a maintenance day. So we'll have more of a full group on Thursday. I anticipate more players will be joining that group. As I said yesterday, more would join today, and Zaporal joined. Bakkanainen joined and Bleed. So, you know, again, I'm hoping Thursday that pretty much have our full body count.
Now, it sounds like they're having a great time. I mean, it seems like, as Cassidy said, this is no training camp situation. I mean, you know, you skate for a while, you get a maintenance day. Sounds not a bad time to be a Bruin. I have to say that you're doing it the right way.
Well, you got to read the room, Fred. I mean, you don't have, you know, 17, 22-year-olds out there.
Right.
I think, you know, considering the aggregate age of some of the key players on this team, it's probably smart to do exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, something doesn't smell right to me about this Pasternak thing. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. How much time did they miss? Like I don't know. They're trying to say it's European coming over with travel issues.
Yeah, you got to quarantine. It finally happened. When you fly into the country, you got to quarantine for a certain amount of time, and he'll be. I mean, training camp just started yesterday.
And
or two
he
days
was skating.
Ago.
By all accounts, he was skating wherever the hell he's from. He was just skating at that point. So, you know,
something doesn't seem right.
Would you care to elaborate?
No, it just smells fishy to me. That's all. Fish? Yeah. No,
would you care to step on one?
And this kid Kasha, I mean, they make the trade for him, and I mean, have we really even seen him?
No, we have not. We have not seen Kasha. That is true. But the Pasternak thing is interesting to me because it just seems that he was far away.
He was in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, he was skating with the Czech Bros a few weeks ago, reading Hags here. Obviously, they're mentioning the quarantine thing. All right, maybe.
What nefarious thing could they be doing? I mean, what?
Just throwing it out there.
Why?
It smells fishy to me.
Why? Why does it smell? I'm curious. I mean,
why wouldn't a star player be ready to go for the return? Right? Why?
The fact that he is late by a day or two because
or three,
of quarantine?
Or three.
Okay. I mean, is there an urgency to this?
Yeah, 3 days back, dude. They're playing a game in August, whatever, 2nd.
Okay, what's today?
Today's the 15th.
Of July.
Yeah.
So there's at least 2 weeks before the first game.
It's just fishy to me. I don't know. Why isn't the best player on the team there right now?
What I would like to know is what nefarious thing, what?
I don't
know.
He's David Pasternak. He hurts his hands getting into Ubers. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Well, he falls down.
Yeah, he fell down. He was drunk. He fell down. It happens.
If something comes out about him, I'll be.
What thing's going to come out with him? Is he wanted by the law? I mean, what are we talking about here?
In fairness, Joe, you have not really stated your case very well. You're just kind of like, he's really good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's late.
He had the quarantine.
They said he's practicing today.
Yeah.
He's here.
Hopefully he is practicing
today. No, Joe's point, I think, which you have not fully made, but I'm going to try and boil down here, is that he should have begun the quarantine process 3 days earlier so he would have been able to start training camp on time. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you understand me.
Apparently. Okay. I brought my Murray to English dictionary with me today. Jesus.
I don't know how easy it was to get here, to be honest with you.
That's true.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic in the NBA, he finally got there yesterday.
So you're killing your own point.
I'm just saying, well, he had the coronavirus, granted, but it took him at least 2 other weeks to get here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, I just don't know why he didn't get here.
So is it possible you think Pasternak tested positive for COVID over there?
I didn't say that you did. I didn't say
that. But that's what you mean.
That would be good for him.
Yeah, it would be good for him.
Yeah, because now that's out of the way.
And he's only 3 days late, and there's still 2 weeks before they play the one exhibition game.
I don't know. I love the guy. I think he's a great player. I think he's going to be. The guy was having an outstanding year. It's just there's things with him that I think he's a bit of a meathead, and I'm just curious.
He's had one bad incident
that we know of.
So now we're reading into this.
Joe has inside information of some sort.
I don't think that's the case at all, Fred. I think he's
just I'm sorry for being irrational, okay?
I think he's just lobbing bombs over there. I don't think that he has anything. I think he's upset that Pasternak was three days late.
The fact that he's not here, I'm curious about it.
He is here.
And he's not practicing, I'm curious about it. That's all
right. All right, and Chara talked about the team and the state of the team right now.
Feel good. You know, I think that most of us, we were, you know, active. We stay in shape, and we have a, you know, obviously good, responsible group in here, and I think everybody took it seriously. And, I think it showed first 2 days that, like I said, the tempo and the speed of those first two practices were pretty good.
Yeah, and I like how he said most of us stayed in shape. Now, there you got something to look into, Joe, who did not stay in shape.
Mm.
Most of us, maybe that's a sign that someone did not stay in shape.
But then again, Chara's version of in shape is different than everyone else's.
Right.
I think that's the thing. Some of these guys are a lot like me. Other of these guys, although they think they're in shape, they're not like Chara.
But the thing about Chara that was annoying is when he would do the Tour de France on vacation.
Right.
And it's like, come on, dude.
Seriously.
Like, this is, like, grueling garbage, and, like, you're doing it for fun? I like to climb to Chara like pain.
Remember we talked, think about how he was brought up. You know, his father, who is almost as big as he is, Zdeněk Chara, was a wrestler in the Czech Republic. He's from the Czech Republic, right? Chara?
No,
Slovakia? Slovakia.
Yeah, some place where they have a really bad Olympic team.
Slovakia. Yeah.
He's from Slovakia, and his father, I'm thinking there were many nights when his father used to stretch out Zdeno in the basement when he was a kid.
He told those stories, remember? Yeah.
There was a stone, like, building in the back in the backyard, and they used to go in there and train.
so you're Zdeno Chara, you're 13, and your monster of a father is stretching you out after school. I'm thinking the work ethic is pretty much there. Yeah, let's do the Tour de France during the summer.
Or maybe you would rebel, but not Chara. He has not rebelled at all. He is completely bought in. But I would like to see who he doesn't think is in shape and the way that was treated in the locker room.
Could it be Jake DeBrusque? I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing out names here now.
It could be.
It's just another bomb you lobbed. let's just throw this dart at the wall.
I'm not a McAvoy. I think McAvoy's completely overrated.
We talked about this yesterday.
He's been better. He was better.
Yeah.
When Billy Jaffe would come in every Thursday, we'd have this debate. I haven't seen any of these guys up front, so I don't know who's out of shape.
So you're just kind of guessing he's talking about DeBrusque.
Maybe.
I see.
It seems you know something, Joe.
No, I'm looking at him. I'm not sure he does. I'm thinking that this is...
I think Pasternak, something's up.
Here's the problem.
That's all I can say.
Here's the problem, Fred.
Okay, so you do know something.
No, I just think he's a meathead, and I feel like he, you know, for a young kid, doesn't make the wisest choices. We've only known of one that's been out there about the Uber experience. But he had a hell of a season, and I'm hoping that he's back soon, even though they said today.
It is today.
I hope it is today.
He's in town.
We'll find out at 9:30. They have practice.
So you're thinking that Cassidy is lying and that he's not going to be practicing.
We've never seen Kasha, which we've never seen the guy. He's like Bigfoot.
He didn't play before the break?
He's like what?
mm?
Say it again.
He's like Bigfoot.
So this is Sasquatch Lover?
I will be back in 10 minutes.
This is Sasquatch Lover DA?
I hope they're fine.
Physical feet.
Physical feet. Oh, yes, yes. Bigfoot, my favorite of the imaginary creatures. All right, we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed. Rich. Cody dresses an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Degrees at 637 here on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, as you are getting ready to go about your day, is there traffic now, or is it still the same?
For me, it was, there's an increase in volume now on the way in. And, you know, we talked about this earlier this week. Salespeople are back in the building now. I mean,
which is odd, John, yesterday, because I don't think I saw one person yesterday, but Monday was first day of school. It was there was a lot of people here. Yesterday, I happened to be here later than normal, and there was nobody here. You walked around. I had to use the copier down the hall, and the lights are all on sensors. So at 11 o'clock, all of the lights were off, and as I walked around the building, they just all went on as I moved throughout the floor. So
It was like Billie Jean, the video.
But the upside down,
there's light. That's right. but I think that it's like a schedule. Like, it's half on, half off.
They're doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or something. They're doing 3 days on, two days off.
I really think so.
No, I do
think
too.
That's what they're doing.
We're supposed to read the book.
The playbook. Dive into that thing. I'm going to dive into that almost immediately, I have to tell you. Well, I'll tell you this, is that look at this, baseball, huh? Baseball is coming up. How exciting. And Ron Renneke, talking about opening day, he's saying who's going to pitch, and he says he hasn't told anyone yet.
I haven't said anything to him yet. That conversation will probably happen in the next day or two. You guys can figure out the numbers there. But I haven't said anything to Nate yet, so that conversation will happen in the next couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, he's not telling Nathan Eovaldi that he's the opening day starter, except that he's the opening day starter.
There's no one else. Really, there's no one else to pitch on opening day that's any good.
That you would know.
Yeah. Did you see who the Red
Whose
Sox...
name you would recognize.
Yeah, you see who the Red Sox are signing? They're signing this kid, Zach Godley.
Yeah.
Zach Godley is so bad that the Detroit Tigers... A team that has one of the worst pitching staffs in the majors said, okay, we're going to sign you to a minor league deal, and then decided to waive him. That's how bad this guy is. And the Red Sox, who have a starter and a half that's legitimate, are now signing him to put him at the back end of the rotation. That's how bad things are.
It's a bit of a crisis.
I'm saying that the Red Sox... I told you this before. This Red Sox rotation, I don't know if Eduardo Rodriguez is going to pitch or not. They placed him on the 10-day coronavirus injured list yesterday, and I don't know when Eduardo Rodriguez is going to pitch, but Right now.
Let's hear Renicky, and then we can get to your point.
Sure.
Here's Renicky talking about Rodriguez.
No, a little better testing on him, so that's good. We just need to continue to get a couple good tests, and hopefully, I don't exactly know what the laws are as far as flying him up here and whether Florida is a problem, but at least the testing, all three of them actually, the testing has been better on all three of them. So we know that they're getting over it, and once we start getting those better tests, we're getting close.
There's no way in hell this guy's going to be here by opening day. Eduardo Rodriguez, you'll be lucky if you see him this month or next month. I mean, honest to God, it's a 60-game season. Eduardo Rodriguez, who won 19 games for this team and is far and away the best starter you have, you're not going to see him for opening day. You may not see him for the first six weeks of the season. You have no idea.
I know he got sick, but just another guy you can't depend on.
Well, I mean, that's just it. So getting back to Godley, he's now a guy who's a candidate to be a starting pitcher for you. This Red Sox rotation has the chance to be the worst Red Sox rotation in the last quarter century, if not longer.
I'm trying to look it up because 97 was the – Clemens left in 96.
Yes, there's a year there.
Pedro got here in 98.
Right, that 1 year between, and we discussed this on the air, there's that 1 year between when Clemens left and Pedro showed up, 1997, that is awful. Aaron Seeley was the only starter over 500, and he had an ERA of over 5.
Wow. Wakefield, Gordon, Tom Gordon, Flash Gordon, Aaron Seeley, as you mentioned, he went 13-12
with a
5.38 ERA.
I know.
And then Jeff Suppan, who was up and comer at the time.
Yeah, but didn't pitch well.
He went 7-3.
Didn't pitch well for Boston, but did pitch well for the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right, Jeff Suppan.
And then Steve Avery.
Steve Avery at the end of his career after the Braves gave up on him. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Avery kind of flashed in the pan because he was lumped in with Smoltz and Glavin and those guys in the early Maddox.
It was great. In the early 90s, he could hide behind three Hall of Famers. He was the fourth starter, if you remember correctly.
But he was lumped in with them. People were like, and then Steve Avery.
Right.
So he kind of had it made. But yes, this is a historically bad rotation.
Oof.
This might be the worst.
The fact that Detroit gave up on him and now you are forced to sign him speaks volumes.
I remember he was okay with the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
And then I think he got cut, but it went to the Blue Jays last year, from what I remember.
Yep.
Huh.
And then that's always a good thing for a starter, is that they've been a journeyman.
Yeah.
That always ends up working out. You want a nice journeyman starter that hasn't been able to catch on anywhere. So, yes, this, and you're right, a 60-game season, and every moment that Rodriguez is not up is a bit of a disaster.
You're going to get maybe 10 or 11 starts this year, and Rodriguez is going to miss at least two, if not more. I mean, I just this thing is amazing. How everything has turned from a 108-win season 2 years ago to where we are now. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, they kind of let it get away from him. Yeah, so 60 games. It's funny because you forget it's 60 games and just how important it is to have all your guys healthy, and just let alone your number one starter. And yeah, and if you miss him a couple times through the rotation, I mean, that could mean your season. I mean, you could be completely screwed. And that looks like the way the Red Sox, Joe, from a betting perspective, where are the Red Sox right now in terms of odds?
Win total 31.5. They're, and I'm not even looking, but I know they're plus
31.5. They think this team's going to be above 500?
I don't.
Oh my lord!
Take the pitching out of it here, like taking everything out of it. The Rays should be better, and the Yankees should be better.
Yes,
there can't be three playoff teams in this division.
Toronto's probably better at this point.
They got all those young kids.
Yes.
Guerrero and
Bo Bichette. Sure.
I think Biggio's kid's there,
too. Come on, Biggio plays second base. Yep.
The way their schedule's working out is really weird. The way that they're rolling things out. They're taking their time. Like, the Cardinals don't play until... I can't find them.
Well, I think everybody plays on the 30... Oh, no, on the 24th.
There are two games.
They start on the 22nd. Boston starts on the 21st.
No, I think those are exhibition games.
Oh, right? Those are still exhibition games.
Yeah. Okay. The opening day's the 23rd. Yankees play the Nationals, and there's another game, and then the Red Sox start the 24th against Baltimore.
Yeah, my bad. All right, when we come back, we can talk to Joe Murray because he's a season ticket holder for the Patriots. They are rolling out what they want to do. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Nitrane overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Tutcher and Rich.
Guff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Tutcher and Rich, and the football season is set to start off on September 13th. And the New England Patriots, there are teams that are saying, like the Colorado Rockies are saying that they are going to have fans in the stands. There are different beliefs that are going on. And so you read this and you say Gillette Stadium is expected only to host 20% of its total capacity, which is 13,175 fans. But in order for that to happen, I guess the mass has to move into the final phase, phase four. The new normal, which would require a vaccine for the Rona or treatment for the Rona to be available to the public. So it looks like they aren't going to allow fans. Am I reading that the right way, that there's not a chance?
No, you got it right. I mean, I was just reading today they're hoping to have a vaccine by the new year. Mm. Some company that Dr. Anthony Fauci is spearheading or has connections to, you know, they're starting a new phase with their vaccine and they're optimistic about it, but the trials are going to take the rest of the year to finish.
They found something. They're just doing trials.
Right. So, but the earliest it's going to be ready is January. Yeah. So there's no way you're going to be at Gillette Stadium this year.
All right. So if you're a season ticket holder, as is Joe Murray, since when?
Since 1993.
Really? Yep. Joe Murray in 1993 going to the games. So what is the situation if you're a season ticket holder?
So I got to tell you, the Patriots have been outstanding. You know, they've sent emails. The original payment date. So what it is if you have season tickets, you have to send in a full payment. Normally it's every year right about before March 30th or 31st. So what they did was they moved it back to June 30th this year, just waiting to see. But they kept you involved the whole way through. And I called in the middle of June and asked if I could defer my tickets for the season. They said no problem. They sent me an email right away saying, here's your email. We're going to hold the tickets for a year. We're not going to ask you for any payment. And then next year, you'll receive an invoice for next year's season tickets. And so I was able to defer them without any questions asked. It was easy. They were pleasant. It was one of the easiest processes I've ever done. So, you know, I don't know if it's because, you know, we've been there for so long or whatnot, but they were very accommodating. And I've heard it hasn't been the same with some of the other organizations in town.
Well, that's great. Good for you. Good for them.
All right. So because you were thinking about not keeping your season tickets at all. So now has this experience, it's changed your mind.
Yeah, because I think next year the Patriots will be in a better situation. They'll have more salary cap space. They'll probably have another new quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think that they'll be back in business. And I don't think people will be afraid to go to games anymore.
I think people go to games right now, to be honest with you.
You know what the thing is with the games, dude? Like, for me, like, yeah, I like to go to the, but it's all about tailgating for me.
Yeah.
Like, I like to tailgate in the parking lot, have fun, and then go inside, you know?
Well, there's no point of going to the games if you're not going to tailgate. I mean, the whole point of going to an NFL game, because they're excruciating to be at now, if you want my opinion. I went to opening day for the Lions 2 years ago, and it's just, like, nonstop stop. Like, there's very little action in the games, and if you're watching it on TV, you know, you can jump around, and, you know, if there's no action on the field, they'll show you replays and things of that nature. And it's excruciating to be at the game. So the only reason I would get season tickets to an NFL team is because I had a bunch of friends going and we would tailgate. In fact, I could see many situations where I'd never go into the game.
Oh, yeah. That's happened.
Oh, yeah. I had friends who had season tickets to the Lions, and they had like a Lions hard hat, and whoever got the drunkest would get a Buckeye on the hat, and they would go into the game with the drunkest hat on, and then ultimately get kicked out. I have two friends who lost their season tickets to the Lions.
There are two games I recall. One was a Monday night game against the Colts. The Patriots got whooped, but their whole entire team was injured. I never made it out of the parking lot that night. And then there was that Ravens game that Ray Rice scored the touchdown in the first play.
That was a playoff game.
It was pouring out that day.
That was and, the play. Yeah, it was a home playoff game. Yeah.
The line to get into the place was out of control. So we're like, oh, let's just hang out here. And then they were down, I don't know, 21-0, whatever it was.
Quick.
And we were like, eh, how about we just don't go in? We stayed under a canopy the whole game.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. Yeah. It's pouring outside. You decide to go out there, and the next thing you know, time has passed. Well, I told you my friend had season tickets to the Bills with his parents, and he would go and, like, take Vicodin and drink, and then he would, like, pass out in front of his parents, and they would go into the game, and he would just be in a chair, just like, sitting there. But those are Bills games where I don't think most of the crowd makes their way in until very late.
Poor Bills fans this year, though, and you guys were out before the holiday. I was doing this bit about how, like, the Bills this year actually could be good, and they can't actually tailgate. They can't even go to the stadium.
Now, that's a question I was just going to say. I mean, just because you're not allowed in the building, you're not allowed to tailgate?
Not allowed.
Wow, that's tough.
Yeah, but there are, if you've ever been to the stadium there, there are, like, private houses literally right next to it.
I was just going to say, it's like they dropped a 68,000-seat stadium in the middle of a residential neighborhood. So
I don't know if people understand that that's exactly what it is.
So, like, you don't think houses. I'm just going to – Fred, this is a good point. Instead of tailgating in the parking lot when the Bills have home games, you don't think that those nut jobs are going to still sell parking spots on their lawns – and people will tailgate in the street and do whatever they do, just not in the parking lot, but in the surrounding neighborhood. And
absolutely.
I know, but that's just, you would think this would be a police problem then. But I would say that the residents of that area would be on board with all of this.
They charge. Yeah, they would charge you to be in
the park. You want to destroy my lawn? You want to destroy the property around me? By all means, go ahead. Bring your table. Yeah. Throw your wife through it. I don't care. Go right ahead.
How funny is it, though, that they would want to be, like, just next to the stadium? Like, that there's not, like, there's no reason to be there.
Right.
It would just be to be next to the stadium.
Yeah.
I just, that to me is hysterical. It's just, I don't know. There's not like you would experience crowd noise. It's not like you would experience anything. It would just be. Just the fact that you could be drunk in front of that many people. That's the only reason. But when I went, we parked in someone's lawn. I mean, yeah, they'll charge you, you know, $40 to park in their lawn. They'll get, like, you know, six cars per lawn. And, yeah, they'll be lined up and down the street. And if I'm a cop, I'm not going there.
That's true.
What you would do, if you're the police in that situation, what you would do is you'd find a bottleneck point and just... after kickoff, just block that off.
Yeah.
Just say, okay, we're keeping you all in this condensed. Call it the tailgate bubble.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you inside this bubble for three or 4 hours. And that's it. When you're done, We're going to open things back up, and all you guys can leave.
I just pull up that scene in the town when the guys have all the guns, and they see a cop, and the cop just looks the other way. That'd be me. Like, hey, you guys have at it, man.
Oh, yeah. If I'm a cop, I'm like, I'm not going in there. Like, what do you want me to just go and, like, arrest everybody?
No.
Like, I don't have enough handcuffs. I could literally arrest everyone that's here.
Yeah.
So I choose to not arrest anybody. I mean, you would need a semi truck paddy wagon to get the people out of there because they're all breaking the law. They're all getting drunk, and you're right, throwing people through tables, drinking out of people's butts, everything that they do over there. Just to be next to the stadium, which is, to my knowledge, to be completely, it seems completely a fool's errand. I don't know why you'd want to be next to a stadium with no one in it. But then again, what an opportunity to be drunk in front of a bunch of people. Just take me to the best place to get drunk. All right, when we come back, if you have a foot fetish, 617-779-0985.
DA's going to lead the segment?
If you like feet, because we have a Machine Gun Kelly thing, and you know who she, Megan Fox is with him now. Who was she with before? Who was she married to?
I don't know.
David Silver.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Brian Austin Green.
David Silver. He's a womanizer.
Yep.
But he's still getting the ladies. He's got a bunch of tats now. But if you have a foot fetish, 617-779-0985, we need to talk to you because we have audio of Machine Gun Kelly. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Nitrane overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.